This Thursday night, June 7th, the third concert in the fourth annual KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival takes place. Music from Haydn and Beethoven. Generally, it's Stephen Gates, cellist, who talks to me about the concerts, but we've moved up the string line or down the string line, I'm not sure. Violinist Dr. Urgene Kong is with me. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, what do you like about these chamber concerts in the middle of summer?
Well, I love the intensity of it, actually.
Really?
I love that there are six sets of programs back-to-back. I love that the summer allows for that. The academic year would make it impossible. And I like that there are guest artists. We have a chance to visit with other musicians. And I love just working, really getting my hands dirty and feeling like there's a certain momentum that having the 6 weeks achieves. There's a lot of stress involved as well, but it's a lot of fun.
So Thursday night, 9:30 or 10, you're done with one performance. Are you on Friday morning thinking about the concert that's then just 6 days away?
Yes, absolutely. And that's actually kind of what I enjoy when I say that momentum and that fast-paced intensity. Usually there's a time of a cool down, sometimes even a cool down from the instrument, but there's almost no time that this allows mentally or physically. And so, of course, one has to be careful for performance injuries. But I also like that there's a certain kind of clumping effect musically that happens. Almost you learn something from the last previous concert, and I feel that I start from another level, having had the experience of preparing these concerts from prior weeks.
Most of the concerts have three or four pieces.
Yes.
One coming up this week, just two.
That's right. The septet is actually a huge work. It's six movements. It also is a huge ensemble, as you can see. And we thought that it would be a nice change, perhaps, to have two works, but a work that is six movements. Interestingly, when we programmed this, we didn't think about it, but upon studying it a little bit, I realized the pieces actually are only composed about 3 years from each other. The Sunrise quartet was composed in 1797, and the septet was composed in 1800. Beethoven also was, of course, a student of Haydn, and these Opus 76 string quartets, the Haydn string quartets, comprise sort of Haydn's mature style, and of course Beethoven, the septet, as you see, is Opus 20. It's one of his earlier works, and so I thought that was an exciting coupling that we didn't intend. We just sort of thought it might be nice to have a small ensemble and a large ensemble. We sort of associate Haydn with the earlier classical style and then Beethoven, of course, in the Romantic. So that's also sort of fun when we start to see connections that we didn't necessarily intend. But the two works, I think, will be very satisfying.
This bold, big Beethoven septet in E-flat, you mentioned a large ensemble.
Yes.
How many people will be with you on stage?
There'll be seven people, and I think the interesting thing is that there'll be clarinet, bassoon, and horn, which to me comprise of the mid-range tessitura-wise, and then a quartet, but not the string quartet like you will see in the Haydn, but violin, viola, cello, and double bass. So to me, the general ensemble will be mid to lower range, which is really exciting. And there won't be a flute or an oboe, which I think is usually the wind soprano counterpart to violin. And so what you will see in this piece with the Beethoven is that the clarinet and the violin have a lot of intertwining lines, which usually would be taken up by flute or oboe.
Over the course of just the first half of this year's festival, just the first three concerts, this instruments you generally think of with, but also you've had trombone, harpsichord, and all these other instruments. It seems like this year you're really stretching out and getting even more of the faculty and guest artists involved.
Yes, yes. And we were really excited about that possibility. I think, you know, chamber music, you know, includes all the instruments. And for whatever reason, the composers that we have chosen in prior years have tended to prefer the string instruments, or let's say the string chamber music tends to be more prolific, and there's a certain kind of clumping that happens. A lot of wind instruments tend to clump with each other. Mm-hmm. A lot of the brass instruments tend to clump with each other in some of the chamber music literature. But of course, as this year shows, not necessarily the case at all. I think what's been interesting for us is that there's a very different listening process that's involved, just because fundamentally, I think, I couldn't explain the science behind it, but the science behind a stringed sound and a wind sound and a brass sound is very different. And so trying to meld the two or three different sonic worlds together has been exciting and interesting because I think as instrumentalists, we tend to be specialists. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I'm much more comfortable and have more experience in string chamber music. So it's been really
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been very exciting to branch out in that respect and program these other works that I was not familiar with.
This will be at 7:30 back in Stella Boyle. Now that the shareholders meeting is over.
Yes.
And it's still free.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now three more concerts. Then in late June, you're done with the festival.
Yes.
Will you then take a respite from your instrument for a few days or a week or so?
Well, we certainly won't be in performance mode. To me, the latter half of the summer is sort of my hibernation period. It's a period for me to start planning for the next season. It's a period for me to start studying new music. There's so much studying that can happen and experience that can be had without the instrument, and I think that's been wonderful too because one is so confined to the physicality of the instrument when one is practicing with the instrument. Mm-hmm. But there's also the concept of mental practicing, which some musicians prescribe to, some musicians don't, but certainly just looking at a score, there's so much that I can learn about what the composer might have intended or wanted. And I think actually that precedes, at least for me, the process before I even begin to pick up the instrument.
Really, looking at the score and...
Yes, and just sort of get a lay of the land, so to speak, and just understand what the composer's conceptions may have been with the music. And then, of course, with the instrument, then you realize these notes on a page.
Look forward to the Haydn and Beethoven at Stella Boyle Smith, 7:30 Thursday night.
Thank you so much.